JC6, 200 words per minute, copyright, courtreportinghelp.com. Ready? Ordinarily, a witness is not permitted to testify as to opinions or conclusions. However, the rules of evidence provide that if scientific or technical or other specialized knowledge might assist the jury in understanding the evidence or in determining a fact and issue, a witness qualified as an expert by knowledge, skill, experience, training, or education may testify and state his opinion concerning such matters and may state the reasons for the opinion. You should consider each expert opinion received in evidence in this case and the reasons given in support of the opinion and give it whatever weight you think it deserves. In determining the weight to be given to the opinion of an expert, you should consider the education, training, and experience of the expert, the basis for the opinion, the confidence of the witness, the reasons and reasoning stated by the witness, the opinions of other similar witnesses on the same matters, and the rules generally applicable to other witnesses in this case. If you should decide that the opinion of an expert witness is not based upon sufficient education and/or experience, or if you should conclude that the reasons given in support of the opinion are not sound or merely speculative, or that the opinion is outweighed by other evidence, then you may disregard the opinion entirely or give it such weight as you find it deserves. The burden of proof is on the plaintiff in a civil action such as this to prove each and every essential element of his or her claim by a preponderance of the evidence. If the proof should fail to establish any element of plaintiff's claim by a preponderance of the evidence in the case, or if the defendant's evidence outweighs the plaintiff's, or if the evidence is evenly balanced in the case, the jury should find for the defendant as to that claim. To establish by a preponderance of the evidence means to prove that something is more likely so than not so. In other words, a preponderance of the evidence means a body of evidence that has more convincing force than the evidence that opposed it, and the evidence that produces a belief in your mind than what a party is trying to prove is more likely true than not true. While the burden is on the plaintiff to prove his claim by a preponderance of the evidence, this rule does not require proof to an absolute certainty.